إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil matters are those matters which people have innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He has achieved a great success. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except as Muslims. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Days and years, they pass by us quickly. A year starts and already it has come to an end. And a person thinks, where do these years go? And how quick do my days pass by? So life does not wait for you. And time does not slow down. And death does not seek permission. And a person, with regards to his days, he either benefits from them or he wastes them. So there are two groups of people with regards to their days. There are those who benefit from their days, and there are others who waste their days. So whoever does righteous actions and invests in the Akhirah, he has benefited from his days. And the one who only works for the dunya and nothing else has wasted his days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only created the nights and the days to remember Him. He only created these days which we are living to show gratitude and a shukr to Him through our worship. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفًا. He is the one who made the nights and the days in succession. One comes after the other. Why? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ. For the one who desires to remember Him. أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. Or the one who desires to show shukr to Him. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Today, we are approaching the end of 1440 Hijri, i.e. 1440 years since the day in which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the blessed Hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madinah. And there only remains from this year 2 days. So in 2 days' time, the next Hijri year will begin, 1,441 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these years and these dates, Ikhwat al-Iman, we should know of them, because they are a part of our Islamic history and they are a part of our identity. So a Muslim knows which Islamic Hijri year you are in, and a person knows which month you are living in, which Islamic Hijri month. And so this year, 1440 Hijri, it has almost passed by. And everything which happened in the year, the moments of happiness and the moments of sadness. And the next year is approaching, and we don't know what Allah has for us in the next year. So in the previous year, how many amongst the people were saddened, and how many others went through happiness? In this year, how many children became orphans, and how many women became widows? In this year that we're coming to an end, how many people who were ill, yet they are still living? And how many others who are healthy, and yet they are now buried in the ground? We have seen some people, some families, and they are comforting each other due to a death in their family. And we have seen others who are congratulating each other due to a marriage. Naam, a house which is happy, and another house which is sad. A house which is celebrating a newborn. Another house receiving condolences for one who has passed away. And this is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah has created us upon. That different people, in different days, they face different tests. And this is the wisdom of Allah from His decree. So the one who was happy yesterday, perhaps tomorrow he will cry. And the one who was crying yesterday, perhaps tomorrow he will laugh. And Allah tests His people with different days and different tests. Why? To see who amongst them remains a believer and who disbelieves. To see who amongst them appreciates the blessings of Allah and who rejects the blessings of Allah. To see who amongst them has patience and who amongst them loses hope in Allah. To see who amongst them is pleased by the decree of Allah and who amongst them is angry at the decree of Allah. He said, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. If an injury, if it touches you, then this same injury has also touched other people on other days. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days which we alternate between the people. Today, you are injured by something, and that one is rejoicing at something else. Tomorrow, he is injured by something, and you will be rejoicing. And this is how Allah, نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This is how Allah changes the days and the tests between the people. And the main question is why? Why is it that on some days this one is tested and that one is not tested? He said, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah knows who has iman. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. And so he may take witnesses from amongst you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah does not love the people of oppression. Ibadallahi ikhwat al-Iman. In the passing of the days and in the ending of the years is an ibrah, a lesson. And therefore Muslim who has iman in Allah on the final day should take a moment to reflect. For the sake of Allah, he holds himself to account that in this previous year, 1440 Hijri, what things have I done? What have I achieved? And also the future, tomorrow. What am I planning for tomorrow, for the next year? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. And let each person think about what it is preparing for tomorrow. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. And let each nafs, each person, each soul, look into and think about what it is preparing for tomorrow. And the meaning of tomorrow in this ayah is death, i.e. after life. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah is all informed of that which you do. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said a beautiful statement. He said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold your own selves to account before you are held to account. Meaning, hold yourselves to account before you are held to account by Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَوَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And you weigh up your own actions before they are weighed up for you. Meaning, you in this life, think about the good deeds and the bad deeds which you are doing. So increase in your good deeds and seek forgiveness for your sins. قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Before a day comes, أَيَّوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, when your actions will be weighed for you. And when that day comes, then there is no more forgiven. There is no more forgiveness. There is no more seeking tawbah. Seeking tawbah, istighfar is only in this life. In the hereafter, there is only reward or punishment. وَاسْتَعِدُّوا لِلْعَرَضَ الْأَكْبَرِ. And prepare yourselves for that day in which there will be a great exhibition in front of Allah. Like Allah said, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. On that day in which you will be exhibited in front of Allah, your actions will be exposed in front of Allah. Nothing will be hidden on that day. So if this is how the affair is, then I remind myself and I remind my brothers and sisters regarding a great hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith was narrated by a companion called Abu Barzah al-Aslami. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person's two feet shall not move on Yawm al-Qiyamah. حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَى. Until he is questioned about his life and how he spent his life. وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلْ. And until a person is questioned about his knowledge and what he did with his knowledge. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ. And until each person is questioned about his wealth and where he earned the wealth from. وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. And until each person is questioned about his wealth and where he spent his wealth. وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَهُ. And until each person is questioned about his body and how he used his body. So every single person, there will come a day in which we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu and we will be questioned. And nobody will escape from this questioning. Not even the messengers. Even the prophets and the messengers, they will stand in front of Allah and they will be questioned by Allah. He said, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will question those people to whom the message came, i.e. us. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we will also question the messengers. The Mufassirun said that Allah will question the messengers. Did you convey the message to the people? And Allah will question the people that did you accept this message? Did you act upon this message? Did you live according to the way of your Prophet? Ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. Whenever a person dies, the first thing which we say is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this statement, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, this is repeated by almost everybody as a reaction to any death. But do we understand the meaning of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Inna lillah. Verily, we are for Allah. We belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And verily, to Him we shall return. Meaning, we came from Allah, we belong to Allah, and to Him we shall return back. فَمَنْ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لِلَّهِ. So whoever knows that he is for Allah. وَأَنَّهُ رَاجِعٌ إِلَيْهِ. And whoever knows that he shall return to Allah. فَلْيَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ مَوْقُوفٌ. Then he should also know that he will stand in front of Allah. وَمَنْ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ مَوْقُوفٌ. And whoever knows and realizes that he will stand in front of Allah, فَلْيَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ. Then let him know and realize that he will be questioned. وَمَنْ عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ. And whoever knows and realizes that he will be questioned, فَلْيُعِدَّ لِلسُّؤَالِ جَوَابًا. Then let him prepare for his questioning answers. If you say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, then you know you will stand in front of Allah. And when you stand in front of Allah, you know you will be questioned. And if you know you're going to be questioned, the messengers and the people whom the message was sent to, then prepare now answers for those questions. And the answers are your actions, righteous actions, investing in the hereafter, giving in charity, coming to the masjid, seeking knowledge and learning and teaching and living an Islamic life. And on that day, the deeds of a person, the good and the bad, all of them will be recorded. And they will be recorded in a book. And nothing will escape this book. The actions of a person are recorded. The statements of a person are recorded. The movements of a person are recorded. And even the moments of relaxation of a person are recorded. And on that day, this record will be shown to the person. Until a person will say, Ya waylatana ma li hadha al-kitab. Woe be upon us. What kind of book is this? What kind of record is this? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. That there is no small action and there is no great action. And accept that everything is in this book. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And that which the people used to do, the good and the bad, they will find it in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord does not oppress anybody. So nothing is wiped away from this record. The good deeds which you do are recorded. And the bad deeds which you do are recorded. The good deeds, they remain. And they do not move. The bad deeds can be erased. And they are erased through istighfar and tawbah. So as long as the door of seeking forgiveness and seeking repentance remains open, then a person should make istighfar and seek a tawbah. Subhanallah, a person does a sin of severe magnitude. And yet, the way for it to be erased is very easy. A statement, astaghfirullah. A statement, Allahumma inni atubu ilayk. Just a statement, Allahumma ghfirli. Just the raising of the hands. A person does an action like drinking alcohol. Or, na'udhu billah, committing zina. Or taking and giving riba. And it is recorded. And to wipe it away, Allah only wants from you a few words. That you make tawbah and istighfar. That you raise your hands to Allah. So the one who does these great sins and doesn't raise his hands to Allah is an arrogant person. Or a person who has been trapped by a shaitan. So your years, your days and your time, this is the most precious thing which you have. And therefore you have to invest your time in this life for the hereafter. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advising another man. And the Prophet said to him, اغتنم خمس قبل خمس. That seize the opportunity of five things before five. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. Utilize your youth before old age comes. وَصِحَّتِكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. And utilize your health before illness comes to you. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقَرِكَ. And utilize your wealth before poverty comes to you. وَفِرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغُلِكَ. And utilize your free time before you are occupied. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And utilize your life before death comes to you. So every person will be questioned about these matters. Did a person spend his years in the obedience of Allah or disobedience of Allah? Did a person spend his time and his money in seeking closeness to Allah or in those things which distance a person from Allah? Did a person spend his time in that which benefits him in this dunya and the akhirah, or did he waste his time? Did a person spend his energy in gossip and lying and backbiting, or in the recitation of the Quran and striving hard to please Allah subhanahu? Did a person spend his time in the masajid, offering his prayers in the masajid? Or did he not pray, waste his prayers? The first thing which a person will be questioned on Yawm al-Qiyamah is regarding the prayers. If you pass this test of the salawat, everything else is easy. But if you fail the test of the salawat, then your fasting and your charity and your zakah is no benefit. So my brothers and sisters, these days which you are living in, they do pass by you. And every year goes to the next year. Each one of us will become old. Whether we obey Allah or disobey Allah, we will become old. If Allah allows us to become old. Each one of us, if Allah allows us to live long, the hairs in our beard will become grey. Whether you obey Allah or you disobey Allah, but this is going to happen. So why not let the days pass by you and you're obeying Allah instead of disobeying Allah? Why not age in the obedience of Allah as opposed to the disobedience of Allah? Why not allow your hairs in your beard to become grey in obeying Allah instead of that which disobeys Allah? يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ. O son of Adam, you are only days. Your existence in this world is only days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. So if one of your days passes by, then some of your existence has also passed by. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. Ikhwat al-Iman, we have approached the end of 1440 Hijri, i.e. 1440 years after the Hijra of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in 2 days' time, the next year will begin, 1441 Hijri. And the Islamic year, it consists of 12 months. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, As-sanatu ithna ashara shahra, that a year is 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. And from these 12 months of the Islamic year, there are four sacred months. And these four sacred months, they are Dhul-Qi'dah, i.e. the month which we passed by, Dhul-Hijjah, this month, and Muharram. Muharram is the month which is going to come next, and then Rajab. So these 4 months are sacred months. And we are entering into Muharram. In 2 days' time, the first of Muharram will begin. This month, Muharram, as Muslims, we should know about the importance of Muharram, just like we should know about the importance of the various months and the years. Muharram, in the ahadith, the Prophet mentioned Shahrullahi Muharram, the month of Allah Muharram, to show the importance of this month, the month of Allah. And the Prophet only ascribes something to Allah to show it importance. And also the name Muharram, the very name Muharram, meaning it has a hurma. And the meaning of hurma is a sanctity which should not be violated. Just like, for example, alcohol is haram, so you're not allowed to approach alcohol or violate it, the fact that it is haram, then also Muharram. Muharram from haram. Meaning you're not allowed to violate Muharram with sins. And also, the meaning of this is that any sin which a person does in this month is more severe than the same sin which is done in any other month. So sins, they are haram throughout the year. Ibn Abbas said, "Al-ẓulmu wal-ithmu haram fi kulli ashhurin." That oppression and sinning is haram in every month. ثُمَّ اخْتُصَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرِ. And then from all the year, there are 4 months which have been specified. He said, جَعَلَ الذَّنْبَ فِيهَا أَعْظَمُ. In these 4 months, a sin is even more severe. وَالْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحَ أَعْظَمُ. And also righteous deeds in these 4 months are greater. So this shows us that in this month which is coming by, in 2 days' time, the month of Allah, Muharram, we should try to increase in our righteous actions. Because the reward for doing righteous actions in this month is greater than the other months. And also the sins. We should be more wary and more conscious of sins. Because the sins which are done in Muharram and the other 3 sacred months are more punishable than the same sin which is done in the other years. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليها بها 10 اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وذرياتنا وأزواجنا وأموالنا وقواتنا اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة